This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Unfortunately, no melting this weekend. Oh,
no.
My gosh, it is freezing cold. But good morning. It's also Friday. Mm-hmm. Happy Friday to you. And of course, as we kind of mentioned, yeah, it's the Friday before another winter storm that is expected to arrive Sunday afternoon. It's going to continue all day on Monday. So this weekend, make sure you guys do what Bill and I are going to do, which is constantly check in with our friends. And they're literally down the hall from us here in this building at KYW News Radio for just the latest on the snow that's on the way.
Or I'm praying that it misses us somehow, yeah. That it somehow just blows past us. But yeah, check out KYWNewsRadio.com as well for those updates. Jen and myself already coming up with our own snow plan for Monday morning coming
into
work.
Well, I want to do, if you don't mind, the same thing we did at that nor'easter.
Yeah.
I will drive basically to your house, park my car, and then we'll come in together. Is
yeah.
that cool?
That sounds good. I'll drive us in. I got the new snow tires, the all-wheel drive. We'll allow for plenty of extra time, no matter what it looks like outside.
I feel like since I made it last time during that nor'easter, I'll be able to make it this time.
I think so.
I'm thinking, what did we hear? 3 to 5 inches, maybe?
3 to 5, I mean, the way it's timed, I hope they keep up with it if it does hit us.
Exactly.
Because it's during the day, so maybe they'll have a lot of plowing done.
Well, PennDOT's very good about
they
that,
are.
About keeping
yeah.
it. And you're right, it is going to be during the day on Monday, so.
What else do I have? Oh, the wind this morning. Oh, my gosh. If you guys are driving out there, it is so windy on the highways.
You can feel it pushing the car.
Crazy. Yeah. Now, Jen has a minivan. I have an SUV, so not the most aerodynamic vehicles on the road. But when you drive next to a tractor trailer with all that wind on 76, it is like you're like white knuckling it. So just keep that in mind this morning.
Granted, Bill drives 80 miles an hour.
That's true. That doesn't help the cause.
Maybe keep it down to 60.
Oh, my gosh. That's why I anxious to get into work. That's why I drive so fast. Are you anxious to win some cool stuff from us today?
Yes.
We have a laundry list of things, guys. 7:30, it's Beat the Bee, a $50 gift card to the Wayward Restaurant in Center City. $606 for the IQ, the impossible question, at 8:15. We're so excited. That could be a big Friday for you. 3:05, listen to Mark Shepherd for the Apple a Day code word he's going to have for you. By the way, a lot of fun filling in for Mark all this week.
So,
I'm glad he's back.
Yeah.
I don't want to come in this afternoon. Be Up Club on Facebook very soon. Join us on our page if you can at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Footloose and fancy free on a Friday, right?
Right?
Very cold Friday, by the way. This is so poet Amanda Gorman's year. I mean, obviously, you know her from the inauguration. She just signed on with IMG Modeling. She was on Ellen this week. And now we are all going to get to see and hear her read another one of her poems at the Super Bowl pregame show.
Yeah, isn't this something? Yeah,
yeah,
she'll be in the stadium prior to the kickoff, and her reading will focus on three specific heroes during the pandemic chosen by the NFL. One is a nurse, one is a teacher, and the other is a Marine Corps vet. She is the first ever poet to actually perform at a Super Bowl.
That's wonderful.
And I think I said this yesterday, the Eagles should hire her next season just for a couple of games.
Why not?
A little pregame inspirational speech. Why not? Yeah. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
If you missed it yesterday, we loved talking to you guys and taking your calls about what you think are the top things that Philadelphia has contributed to the world.
Yeah,
gifts.
Our gifts to the world. So many, Jen, as you know, a laundry list. Jen said the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. Yeah. Obviously, you can't go wrong with those picks. I said, besides cheesesteaks, it's got to be all the great artists and celebrities that were born here, like Kevin Hart, Will Smith, Hall & Oates, Patti LaBelle, Kevin Bacon. Again, the list goes on and on. How about you, Linda?
I would say the whole Rocky series, especially
course.
Like the first movie.
Yes, of course. Rocky, of course.
My favorite. How do I miss that? I mean,
I think Sylvester Stallone really put us back on the map. I remember driving down the streets and looking at all the places where they filmed the movie. So I would have to say Rocky.
And let's extend that, too, with the art museum and those steps. I mean, because
Absolutely.
Of that movie.
Yeah, and if you go there now, I mean, so many people, well, they were. A lot of people were visiting just the statue at the art museum.
Yes.
You know, so yeah,
exactly.
I mean, it's at the top of my list as well. It's got to be Rocky.
Great one, Linda. Thank you.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Rita is dancing in her car to that one.
I know.
Every time we play Backstreet Boys, she reaches out to us. Hope you enjoyed, Rita. That was for you. Did you guys see what the latest word is that was added to the Merriam-Webster dictionary? I guess it's actually really two words. It's a term. Second gentleman.
How about it?
This was added yesterday, obviously, for Mr. Vice President Kamala Harris, Doug Emhoff.
I didn't even know they did this. I read the two-term words like that they were in the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But here's a two-term word for you, I think, that also should be included in the dictionary. That is impossible question. Impossible question. All right, so we have $606 you guys can win at 8:15 this morning. Make sure you are listening. Should I give the question?
Yeah, go ahead. Because
people, 3 out of 4 of us have never done this. Think about it, and good luck. $606 could be yours. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
If you missed it yesterday, we loved taking your calls on what you guys think are the top things that Philadelphia has contributed to the world.
I mean,
gifts.
There are so many, it's mind-boggling. Jen said the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. I mean, you can't go wrong there.
Right.
I said, besides the great food, the cheesesteaks, it's got to be like all the artists and celebrities that were born here, like a Kevin Hart, like a Will Smith, Hall & Oates, Patti LaBelle, Kevin Bacon. How about you, Tyra?
So we got a couple of things. One would be Amoroso bread.
Yes.
Of course.
The other one would be Breyer's ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why do I not even know that that's from Philadelphia?
That's right. I remember that.
I don't.
Because I'm old and you're not.
Remember that. Where would a Philly cheesesteak be without the Amoroso?
Totally.
Roll, you know? So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you can remember, I don't know how old everybody is, but when Wawa first started making their sandwiches, they used Amoroso rolls.
Wow.
But it got a little pricey, so they went on to making their own bread.
Mm-hmm.
But Tyra, you just brought up Wawa. How come no one has said that yet?
Yeah, no one said Wawa yet. So, yeah, that's on the list, obviously.
Wawa, Amoroso rolls, and Breyer's ice cream.
And, you know, and it's no wonder for years. Remember, we were always the fattest city in the world. I wonder why. We have so much great food in Philadelphia. But
we have awesome food.
Yeah.
We have awesome stars, and we have an awesome radio station.
Oh, you're too kind.
We're assuming you mean B101, Tara.
Yeah.
I mean B101.
You are adorable, and thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Bye, Tyra.
Take care.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
B101, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's Julie.
What's happening?
You?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
What's going on?
I just wanted to take this time on a Friday to just tell you guys that you are both
two of my favorite people in the world, and I wanted to thank you for keeping me going every morning and tell you how wonderful you are.
Julie, can I please repeat the sentiment right back to you? Because you have been a loyal B101 Morning Show listener for years. You and I and Bill were all friends on Facebook. You send me private messenger pictures of your new kitty and all, and hugs, like she sends these virtual hugs.
That's right.
You are a wonderful person, Julie, and we love you too.
I couldn't say it any better.
Thank you. Bill, you got to post some more pictures of Brew. I need to see his growing, you know.
I will.
I've seen a couple of videos.
Yeah.
The last video I saw, it looked like he was getting a little tubby. Is that his COVID
thing? No, I think it's just the way he's sitting. He's actually very lean. He's getting a little taller now, too.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of agree with Julie, because when we do our Zoom calls for work, Brew often jumps up onto Bill's lap. He is looking a little tubby. Yeah,
probably the angle. He's very muscular.
It could be the angle, yeah. We all say the COVID weight is muscle, Bill.
That's right.
Well, he gets more treats these days, obviously, so.
Well, true. I just wanted you guys to have a happy Friday, and just to say hi and tell you how much I appreciate you guys in the morning keeping me going.
Well,
Thank you, Julie. We appreciate you, and stay safe in this snowstorm that's on the way, okay?
Yeah, you guys too.
Thanks.
Take care.
You too. All right, guys, coming up, we're going to play Beat the Bee at 7:30. Your chance to win a $50 gift card to the Wayward Restaurant in Center City. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, we have a very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It is a $50 gift card to the Wayward Restaurant. It is courtesy of the Center City District. And this morning, we are playing with Sean from Broomall. He was caller number 10.
All right, Sean, five questions for Jen Ryan. The category, leftovers. Questions I wrote up but never got a chance to ask. Of course, nothing I despise more than working hard on something and getting nothing out of it. Kind of like my first marriage.
Oh, Bill, stop.
You can bet on Jen or against her. Still a bitter man. Three out of five. Three out of five right, and you win. Sean, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, yes, he is. Here we go. This is leftover question number one. This was from when, I think we did this recently, this week. Things that are cold. All right. The South Pole, Antarctica, is the coldest place on Earth. Is it colder than 50 degrees below zero? Colder than 50 degrees below
what,
zero.
What, you mean like on average? On average.
Yeah. Now, Sean, will she know that?
I'm thinking she would.
I mean, it feels like that today.
It does.
With the wind.
You're right.
But is the average temperature
lower than
50 degrees below?
I can't imagine on average it is. So I'm going to say no. It's higher.
No, it is 38 below zero. That is the average temperature in the South Pole.
And
yes.
Sean's right.
And Sean is right.
Good.
I was confused there for a second, but you got that one right.
It's a negative, Bill.
Yes, my brain is cold right now, apparently frozen. All right, so you got that one right. You're on the board. You got to find a new host for this game. All right, question two. This is from numbers, the numbers category. We just did this recently.
And you just messed up on these numbers. Let's see if you got
this one. That's right. Water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. All right. What number does it start to boil? All right. Is it 212 degrees or 312 degrees? A 50-50. 212 or 312. What number does water start to boil? Sean, will she know
that? I think she'll know.
She thinks she'll know.
She would know that, yeah.
I think it's 212.
It is 212.
Yes.
Good job, Sean. You're going for the sweep here. Are you excited?
Yes, I'm overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed. He can hardly speak. All right, here we go. Question three. All right, this is from movie one-liners.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you the line. You tell me the movie. I'll even give you a 50-50 here.
Okay.
All right, this is the line from a movie. I am a nice shark, not a mindless eating machine. I am a nice shark, not a mindless eating machine. Is this from Finding Nemo or from Jaws? Now, Sean, will she know that?
I don't know about that. I mean, she did have kids, so I think she will know that.
Oh, okay.
That would be from Finding Nemo.
That's right. I don't think Jaws had any speaking parts in the movie.
And if he did, he wouldn't say that.
That's right. He just ate a lot. All right. Hey, Sean, good job. Clean sweep.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's the excitement we like to hear.
You got a $50 gift card to the Wayward Restaurant. It is courtesy of the Center City District. Enjoy some really good takeout, Sean.
Thank you very much. You guys are great.
Thank you, Sean. And we learned today, I'm not so good at
math. Numbers.
Math and numbers. All right. Hang on and we'll get your info.
Thank you, Bill.
And make sure you're listening Monday morning for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
If you missed it yesterday, we loved taking your calls on what you guys think are the top things that Philadelphia has contributed to the world.
Yeah. I mean, gifts. There are so many, it's mind-boggling. Jen said the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. I mean, you can't go wrong there. Right. I said, besides the great food, the cheesesteaks, it's got to be like all the artists and celebrities that were born here, like a Kevin Hart, like a Will Smith, Hall & Oates, Patti LaBelle, Kevin Bacon. How about you, Tyra?
So we got a couple of things. One would be Amoroso.
Yes.
Amoroso bread.
Yes.
Of course.
The other one would be Breyer's ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why do I not even know that that's from Philadelphia?
That's right. I remember that.
I don't.
Because I'm old and you're not.
The other thing
would be Frank's soda. If it's Frank's, thanks.
That line I do remember.
We remember
yes.
that.
That's
yeah.
all Philadelphia.
I mean,
that's all PA.
Where would a Philly cheesesteak be without the Amoroso
totally.
Roll?
Totally.
You know, so.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you can remember, I don't know how old everybody is, but when Wawa first started making their sandwiches, they used Amoroso rolls.
Wow.
But it got a little pricey, so they went on to making their own
mm-hmm,
bread.
Mm-hmm.
But Tyra, you just brought up Wawa. How come no one has said that yet?
Yeah, no one said Wawa yet. So, yeah, that's on the list, obviously.
Wawa, Amoroso rolls, and Breyer's ice cream.
And you know what? It's no wonder for years. Remember, we were always the fattest city in the world. I wonder why. We have so much great food in Philadelphia. But
we have awesome food.
Yeah.
We have awesome stars, and we have an awesome radio station.
Oh, you're too kind.
We're assuming you mean B101, Tara.
Yeah.
I mean B101.
You are adorable, and thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Have a good
day. Bye, Tyra.
Take care.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
B101, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, it's Julie.
Julie, what's happening?
You?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
What's going on?
I just wanted to take this time on a Friday to just tell you guys that you are both two of my favorite people in the world, and I wanted to thank you for keeping me going every morning and tell you how wonderful you are.
Julie, can I please repeat the sentiment right back to you? Because
yeah.
you have been a loyal B101 Morning Show
mm-hmm.
listener 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
You and I and Bill were all friends on Facebook. You
yep.
send me private messenger pictures
mm-hmm.
of your new kitty and all, and hugs, like she sends these virtual hugs.
That's right.
You are a wonderful person, Julie, and we love you too.
I couldn't say it any better.
Thank you. Bill, you got to post some more pictures of Brew. I need to see his growing, you know.
I will.
I've seen a couple of videos.
Yeah.
The last video I saw, it looked like he was getting a little tubby. Is that his COVID
thing? No, I think it's just the way he's sitting. He's actually very lean. He's getting a little taller now, too.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of agree with Julie because when we do our Zoom calls
mm-hmm.
for work, Brew mm-hmm. often jumps up onto Bill's lap. He is looking a little tubby.
Yeah, probably the angle. He's very muscular.
It could be the angle, yeah. We all say the COVID weight is muscle, Bill.
That's right.
Well, he gets more treats these days, obviously, so.
Well, true. I just wanted you guys to have a happy Friday and just to say hi and tell you how much I appreciate you guys in the morning keeping me going.
Well,
thank
Julie.
Thank you, Julie. We appreciate you and stay mm-hmm. safe in this snow. Storm that's on the way, okay?
Yeah, you guys too.
Thanks.
Take care.
You too. All right, guys, coming up, we're going to play Beat the Bee at 7:30. Your chance to win a $50 gift card to the Wayward Restaurant in Center City. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
All right, we have a very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It is a $50 gift card to the Wayward Restaurant. It is courtesy of the Center City District. And this morning, we are playing with Sean from Broomall. He was caller number 10.
All right, Sean, 5 questions for Jen Ryan. The category, leftovers. Questions I wrote up but never got a chance to ask. Of course, nothing I despise more than working hard on something and getting nothing out of it. Kind of like my first marriage.
Oh, Bill, stop.
You can bet on Jen or against her. Still a bitter man. 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5 right and you win. Sean, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, yes, he is. Here we go. This is leftover question number 1. This was from when, I think we did this recently this week. Things that are cold. All right. The South
yes.
Pole, Antarctica, is the coldest place on Earth. Is it colder than 50 degrees below zero? Colder than 50 degrees below
what,
zero.
What, you mean like on average?
On average.
On average.
Yeah. Now, Sean, will she know that?
I'm thinking she would.
I mean, it feels like that today.
It does.
With the wind.
You're right.
But is the average temperature than 50 degrees below?
I can't imagine on average it is. So I'm going to say no. It's higher.
No, it is 38 below zero. That is the average temperature in the South Pole.
And
yes.
Sean's right.
And Sean is right.
Good.
I was confused there for a second, but you got that one right.
It's a negative, Bill.
Yes. My brain is cold right now. Apparently frozen. All right. So you got that one right. You're on the board.
You're so funny.
You got to find a new host for this game. All right. Question two. This is from numbers, the numbers category. We just did this recently.
And you just messed up on these numbers. Let's see if you get
that's
this one right.
Water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. All right. What number does it start to boil? All right. Is it 212 degrees or 312 degrees? A 50-50. 212 or 312. What number does water start to boil? Sean, will she know
I
that?
I think she'll know.
She thinks she'll know.
She will know that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's 212.
It is 212.
Yes.
Good job, Sean. Yes. You're going for the sweep here. Are you excited?
Yes, I'm overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed. He can hardly speak. All right, here we go. Question three. All right, this is from movie one-liners.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you the line. You tell me the movie. I'll even give you a 50-50 here.
Okay.
All right, this is the line from a movie. I am a nice shark, not a mindless eating machine. I am a nice shark, not a mindless eating machine. Is this from Finding Nemo or from Jaws?
Oh.
Now, Sean, will she know that?
I don't know about that. I mean, she did have kids, so I think she will know that.
Okay.
From Finding Nemo.
That's right. I don't think Jaws had any speaking parts in the movie.
And if he did, he wouldn't say that.
That's right. So. He just ate a lot. All right. Hey, Sean, good job. Clean sweep.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's the excitement we like to hear.
You got a $50 gift card to the Wayward Restaurant. It is courtesy of the Center City District. Enjoy some really good takeout, Sean.
Thank you very much. You guys are great.
Thank you, Sean. And we learned today I'm not so good at
math. Numbers.
Doing math and numbers. All right. Hang on and we'll get your info.
Thank you, Bill.
And make sure you're listening Monday morning for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies
B101.1. Jen and Bill.
Phillies B101.1.
So if you haven't heard yet, it is likely we're going to get a winter storm Sunday into all day Monday. So you can do what we do all the time to stay up to date. Just type in kywnewsradio.com for all the latest on those snow totals.
And that is excellent advice.
Yes.
Because, yeah, Bill and I do it all the time. Mm-hmm. All right, but this will kind of help you take your mind off the snow that's on the way this weekend. So if you have kids, I'm sure you remember trying to get them to say their first words, right? Well, this new mom, she was trying to teach her baby how to say mama. But it wasn't the baby who said it.
Can you say mama, 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 mama? Mama, 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 mama.
You can say mama, mama, mom.
Wow.
Good boy.
Isn't that hysterical? That's their pet Rottweiler.
Wow.
Huge dog who said mama almost perfectly. I mean, that was really
That
cute,
is
right?
too cute. Yeah, definitely get your mind off the S word, the snow word. Hey, let's turn your mind to money. $606 could be yours. The IQ coming up very soon around 8:15. Make sure you're listening. And good luck with Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
It's the impossible question, Phillies B101.1.
It's a huge Friday jackpot, $606 for the IQ. Three out of four of us have never done this.
Janice, happy Friday. What is your guess?
How about zip lining?
Oh,
I've done it.
I have too. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, what about yourself, Janice?
No.
I did it over old Las Vegas a couple years ago. It was cool.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We were there in October and I saw them doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a little scary when you look up or look down.
No,
but
I don't like hanging from a wire.
Well, listen, great guest, Janice, but not what we're looking for.
Have a good, safe weekend, and I enjoy your show tremendously.
Thanks, Janice. Very nice of you to say. Take care.
Thanks.
All right, so what that means is you guys can keep calling then with your guesses because, no, it is not zip lining. Mm-hmm. However, three out of four of us have never done this. And if you do guess it right today, you're going to win $606. Again, good luck. 888-333-B101.
It's the impossible question. Philly's B101.1.
$606 for the IQ this morning. Here is the big question. Three out of four of us have never done this.
Hey, Tanya, good morning. What do you think the answer is?
I think it's had a root canal.
Ooh, painful.
Ooh, I've never had one, but I hear they hurt.
You ever have one, Tanya?
No, I never had one, but I just thought that would be a good guess.
That is a good guess. I didn't go to the dentist for like 12 years. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that my teeth are still in my head.
I don't know why you keep admitting to this. This is nothing to be proud of.
I want to be. I'm trying to be a cautionary tale for people. That's all. I want to say. But my teeth are good now. They're still in my head. All right. Listen, Tanya. Good guess, but not root canal.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Christina. Three out of four of us have never done this. What's your answer?
Smoked a cigar.
I love a good cigar, especially on the golf course. I like them a little bit sweeter. Oh. Have you ever smoked a cigar, Christina?
I tried it once, and it's a one and done for me.
I see. Exactly. Yeah, it's very polarizing.
I'm a zero and done. Is I've never tried it, and I never will.
Do you like to be around the smoke, though? The,
no.
The scent of the cigar?
No, I don't, and I don't like it when you come into work the day after you've been smoking a cigar because it affects your voice.
Well, our good friend Brian Miller is building a cigar room in his house.
Don't go during the week. That's right. It's a great guess, but it's not smoking a cigar. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, Christina.
Lenora, how about you?
Yes.
What's your guess?
I smoke pot.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's funny because I remember someone earlier this week said smoke a cigarette.
That's
we just
right.
said smoke a cigar. You're saying smoke weed. So let's put their first hint out there.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with smoking anything. Even the funny stuff, Lenora.
The funny stuff.
You should see. Do you still have that garden in your yard, Jen?
Oh, stop it, Bill.
I'm kidding, of course.
Oh, you two are so funny together.
Oh,
you really are.
Thank you. Well, thank you for giving us the first hint. Again, it has nothing to do with smoking anything. And you have a great weekend.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. All right, and you know what that means then. We're going to add another $101 to the jackpot because nobody got it right. So Monday morning, during this snowstorm
that we're
going to have at 8:15, the impossible question will be up to $707.
That will certainly be a great Monday if you win all that cash. So make sure you're listening again at 8:15. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
On top of it, entertainment-wise, well, we do wish Michael Strahan a very quick recovery. Good Morning America has confirmed that he did test positive for COVID-19. It was a rumor as of yesterday, but he is quarantining at home and says he actually feels pretty good. So, yeah, quick recovery for him. If you watch the return of SNL tomorrow night, Jim from The Office, actor John Krasinski, is hosting. And in the promo, it's kind of funny, musical guest Machine Gun Kelly was asked how he got that name. And he says that Machine Gun was his mother's maiden name.
Obviously a joke,
I
hope. How about this? This sounds very delicious. Lady Gaga's neon pink and green Chromatica Oreos, Jen, have officially landed on the store shelves. All right. So they are just that. They're very colorful. Pink and green, the actual cookie. Fans have a chance to win a pack of cookies signed by Gaga herself. They're doing a sweepstakes on Twitter, so you can check out their page. It's at Oreo for more details. And sad news out of Hollywood. Cicely Tyson, the legendary Tony Award and Golden Globe winning actress, has died at the age of 96. Tyson made history a couple of years ago, 2018, as the first Black woman to win an honorary Oscar. A true legend, and she will be missed. And it's sad. You think about the legends we've just lost. Larry King being one of them.
Yeah.
And this week, Cloris Leachman,
That's
too.
That's right. Yeah.
And that is Be On Top of It. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, Friday is finally here. Happy weekend to you and also to our top fan of the day today, Tia Horney of Bridgeport, PA.
Well, what did you just say? Who?
Her name. Tia Horney, Bill.
Tia Horney. Okay, I gotcha.
Tia's a gorgeous name.
Tia is a beautiful name. Well, Tia, congratulations on being named a top fan. You're going to get plenty of social media love and shout-outs on air today. And, of course, Top Fan is sponsored by our friends over at Acme.
And this is so cool what Acme is doing. Let's just put it this way. Your lunch break, it never tasted better because Acme wants to include for you a $100 gift card to Acme.
How about that? That'll be one of the best lunches you ever had. Register online to win it, all right, for your chance to win it at B101Philly.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be positive with a feel-good story to help keep you happy while you're working on this Friday. And it is sponsored by Mrs. T's Pierogies.
Yeah, this will definitely put a smile on your face.
Oh my gosh, totally. All right, if you have kids, I'm sure you remember trying to get them to say their first words. Well, this new mom, she was trying to teach her baby how to say mama, but it wasn't the baby who said it.
Can you say mama, 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 mama? Mama, 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 mama.
You can say mama, mama, mama. Good boy. That was their pet Rottweiler, who actually said mama just almost perfectly.
I mean, how cute was that?
Know.
And really, if you think about it, she actually is that dog's mama, mama, mama.
That's true.
That is Be Positive. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.